AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The AP has obtained a copy of a draft U.S. proposal for ending the war in Ukraine. It would cede territory to Russia, limit the size of Ukraine's military, and prevent the future expansion of NATO. $100 billion in frozen Russian assets would be dedicated to rebuilding Ukraine. There would also be a path to reintegrating Russia into the global economy, including the future lifting of sanctions. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
Special Envoy Witkoff and Marco Rubio have been working on a plan quietly for about the last month. They've been engaging with both sides, Russia and Ukraine, equally to understand what these countries would commit to in order to see a lasting and durable peace.
The AP's learned the Justice Department is examining the handling of a mortgage fraud investigation into Senator Adam Schiff. At issue, the potential involvement of people who claim to be acting at the behest or direction of two Trump administration officials who've pushed the probe of the California Democrat. And investigators say the UPS plane that crashed in Kentucky earlier this month had cracks in the engine mount. Hi Panjwani has details.
A series of six photos the National Transportation Safety Board released showed the rear of the engine starting to detach before it flew up and over the wing as flames erupted. The next image shows the wing engulfed by flames as the burning engine flies above it. The final image shows the plane starting to get airborne. But the NTSB says the MD-11 plane only got 30 feet off the ground. Three pilots on the plane were killed along with 11 people on the ground near Muhammad Ali International Airport. The NTSB says the plane wasn't due for a detailed inspection of key engine mount parts that had fractures. The entire fleet of MD-11s operated by UPS, FedEx, and Western Global, along with a few related DC-10s, were grounded after the crash until they can be inspected and repaired. I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is AP News. Fighting a rare autoimmune disease that attacks the brain.
In 2020, Christy Morrill suddenly lost 5 decades of memories. That's when his wife, Karen, noticed he had changed.
He was having these strange little seizures. They were very small.
Christy then had a seizure in front of doctors.
My neurologist here and said he does have autoimmune encephalitis.
His immune system was attacking parts of his brain. He was treated and recovered, but his personal memories are missing.
Or why do I remember that, which is of no use to me anymore, and yet I can't remember my son's wedding?
He also wonders,
was I a decent soul? You know, was I a good person? So that's hard.
Today,
I'm re-entering some real time of fun. I wasn't shooting for that.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.